So I'm Robert Wenley, Deputy Director of the Barber Institute of Fine Arts, University of Birmingham. I'd like to talk to you about Jan Gossaert's Hercules and Deianira, which was painted in 1517, as we know from the inscription there. And it's one of the very first paintings made in the north. Gossaert was working in Antwerp to depict the nude figure. And Gossaert himself had recently visited Italy and was pretty much the first artist from the north to go to the south and come back with this idea of the Italian Renaissance, essentially, the interest in classical influences, classical sculpture. And so he introduced the nude to northern art. So really landmark work. This is a beautiful example of his technique, immaculately painted. If you look at the hair, for instance, of Deianira, it's worthy of Leonardo, those wonderful curls. The lover's knot, if you like, of their legs really emphasises their intimacy and also the eroticism of this painting. This is very much a painting about really intimate love. You look at the way his left hand clasps her waist so delicately, the way they look each other in the eye.
She's incredibly white.
Yes, yeah.
Sitting on the silver cloak?
This is the cloak of Nessus. So Nessus was the centaur that Hercules killed with an arrow, poisoned arrow. But before Nessus died, he gave his tunic to Deianira, claiming that if she gave it to him, Hercules, this would maintain his fidelity and love for her. So she was duped into thinking this. And the next moment in this scene, the story, will be Deianira giving Hercules this tunic, and then he will be engulfed in flames as a result. So there's a tragic end to this love story, unfortunately. Lots of lovely details. So you can see some of the labours of Hercules here and the Bicrania here, representing his sort of kills. And just one other anecdote, I should say, is that I don't know if you remember, your audience will remember Sister Wendy Beckett, but this was one of her favourite paintings. You know, really erotic painting, just right for a nun. But she waxed lyrical over this in one of her TV programmes. Right. If you'd like to check that out on YouTube.
It's the picture of what marriage ought to be. Hercules and Deianira, incompatible in many ways, yet so clearly intertwined, the way those legs blend together, the way those arms clutch one another. And yet notice, which is also important in marriage, is not just support they're giving, they're also giving one another space, that lovely hollow in the centre, their lovely gap between the heads. They're looking at one another so tenderly. They're different, obviously. He's an enormously strong male, but notice that great iron club has been grounded here. Why? Because you don't need a club when you're in the presence of one who loves you.